yellow locks cut short in the military fashion. "I want my hair like Sergeant Tamil's," said Wee Willie Winkie, and his father abetting the sacrifice was accomplished. 3 weeks after the bestowal of the youthful affections on Lieutenant Brandis, henceforward to be called Coppy for the sake of brevity, Wee Willie Winkie was destined to behold strange things and far beyond his comprehension. Coppy returned his liking with interest. Coppy had let him wear for 5 rapturous minutes his own big sword, just as tall as Wee Willie Winkie. Coppy had promised him a terrier puppy, and Coppy had permitted him to witness the miraculous operation of shaving. Nay more, Coppy had said that even he, Wee Willie Winkie, would rise in time to the ownership of a box of shiny knives, a silver soapbox, and a silver-handled sputterbrush, as Wee Willie Winkie called it. Decidedly, there was no one, except his father, who could give or take away good conduct badges at pleasure half so wise, strong, and valiant as Coppy, with the Afghan and Egyptian medals on his breast. Why, then, should Coppy be guilty of the unmanly weakness of kissing, vehemently kissing, a big girl, Miss Allardyce to wit? In the course of a morning ride, Wee Willie Winkie had seen Coppy so doing, and, like the gentleman he was, had promptly wheeled round and cantered back to his groom, lest the groom should also see. Under ordinary circumstances, he would have spoken to his father.